The soleus produces up to 8 times your body weight of force when you're running at high speeds, and we still neglect to strengthen it. Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa, and today we're talking about the soleus and how it can improve your running performance. Let's dive in.
Welcome to Rehab for Runners, the podcast for runners who are ready to get out of pain and run with more confidence. Dr. Lisa will guide you with the clarity you need to unleash your potential with tools, practical tips, and exercises so you can enjoy your runs and exceed your goals.
Welcome back to the Rehab for Runners podcast. A little life update before we get started with today's episode. As you may have seen on my Instagram, we rescued a golden retriever 3 weeks ago that is right next to me, a very stage 5 clinger. He is 9 months old and we already have Griffin, who's about 5 years old. Luckily, they are getting along fantastic. If you asked me this day 2 of getting them, I would have probably started crying when you asked me because it was not the most smooth transition. And luckily now they're best friends, but I will say that was very, very stressful for a couple of days. And they're golden retrievers, so they should be sweet, right? That's at least what I thought, but no, they have a little bit of a sassy side to them. And they are a little bit protective, but luckily now, like I said, everything has been fantastic. So we have Griffin and we have Ace. We named him Ace because his name was puppy number 1 for 9 months. He lived outside. He was chained to, you know, an outside chain. I don't even know. It was very depressing. And right when we put our collar and leash on him, he was already a completely different dog. So now he just is getting used to the house. He's getting used to our routine and kind of just stares at us like, please don't take me anywhere else. Please let me stay here. It's really, really cute. So you might see him in some of my stories or some of my reels, some of my YouTubes even from now on. Another life update. Let's talk about stressful. Planning a wedding is very, very stressful. And I just think it's not fun. I don't think it's fun at all. A lot of people are like, oh, you're planning a wedding. That's so fun. That's so exciting. And I'm like, yeah, it is exciting, but I wouldn't say it's fun. I'd rather be literally doing anything else, but I am looking forward to getting married. But I will say, planning a wedding, it's not fun. You put your credit card up, everything is like 500% inflated because you said the word wedding, and there's about 1 million things you have to coordinate, and I don't think that's fun. But luckily, I have running to take my stress away, and I think that that has really, really helped. I did sign up for the Marine Corps Marathon in end of October. If you're thinking about a fall race that's really fun on the East Coast, check out the Marine Corps Marathon. It's in DC. I am selfishly wanting you to sign up so I can meet you there. But I have heard it's really, really fun. I've never run it before, but I've heard it's more fun than Chicago. There's no lottery to enter. So training does start soon. I will keep you updated on training. I think it's going to be very similar to last year. I have not decided if I want to race it or party pace it yet. I think it will depend on my stress levels and how training goes. Because as you may know, if you have high stress, you are a higher risk for injury, and running is still stress on your body, even if it helps relieve mental stress. So I'm going to go off what my body is telling me for the pace and for the training, but I will keep you updated on that. But either way, I will be strengthening my soleus. And that is my segue into today's episode, what we are talking about. The soleus is a muscle that connects into the Achilles tendon. I feel like it's not mentioned a lot, but it is so important. Like I said earlier, it produces up to 8 times your body weight of force when you're running at higher speeds. That's a lot of force. That's definitely a lot, because when you're running, usually the rest of your muscles are taking in 2.5 times your body weight. This is taking in 8, okay? 8. So it needs to be strong. It needs to be powerful. So let's break down what this muscle is, where it runs. So like I said, it runs and it connects into the Achilles tendon. It runs with the gastrocnemius, which is the calf muscle that if you just were squeezing your calf, you can feel that gastrocnemius. And then the soleus sits right under it. So it's a deeper muscle that works your ankle into plantar flexion. So think about the push-off part of running as your heel comes up, toes are on the ground. Now, the only difference between the soleus and the gastroc or gastrocnemius is that the gastrocnemius crosses the knee. So it's a two-joint muscle, we call it, because it crosses the ankle and it crosses the knee. The soleus, on the other hand, only crosses the ankle, but it connects right up to the back of the knee, but it doesn't cross the knee. It is by far the strongest calf muscle. As we push off the ground, it works to propel our momentum forward as the toes leave the ground through what we call active shortening. A lot of muscles work into active shortening when we're running. This means they're contracting while they're shortening. As our foot then swings through, hits the ground, it has to then become stiff so we can hit the ground and our lower body doesn't collapse. So it basically has two different actions when we're running. As we push off the ground, it needs to be strong, it needs to be powerful through active shortening so we can propel forward, push off the ground with a lot of power. And then as our foot hits the ground, the other leg swings through right when our foot hits the ground and we're in what we call stance phase. It works into that stiffness, which basically means that ankle and knee and hip aren't just totally collapsing. It's able to stay stiff to keep the lower extremity upright. It allows you to absorb shock and then generate power very quickly. Achilles stiffness is something I don't talk about a ton because it's not something you can measure. It's more so we want that Achilles to be stiff. Now, stiffness is not like I want it to wake up and feel stiff. That is definitely not what we're talking about in terms of stiffness. Stiffness is more when the foot hits the ground, what is happening at the Achilles tendon? Is it collapsing or is it able to stay strong and stay, quote, stiff? So don't worry about measuring this. It's more so what's happening at the gait cycle. You do need to go into a gait lab if you do want to measure it, but you really don't have to measure it because either way, you should be working on it. You should be working on Achilles stiffness. And the best way to do this is with plyometrics. Plyometrics or jumping exercises, think double leg or single leg, that's going to teach you to load the tendon and explode with the tendon. I like to relate this to pulling a rubber band as you load it. And then you let it go as you push off the ground. So you pull the rubber band back, you're loading the rubber band, and then as you let it go, that's the exploding part, that's the power part. You're able to push off the ground with enough power so you can propel yourself forward. The more power you have, the faster your push off is going to be, the faster that you are going to run. A study in 2013, I will put the research below for this study, and it really just showed that the soleus is, quote, by far the biggest contributor to the vertical acceleration and foraft acceleration of the center of mass. This function is achieved by active shortening, which reduces the force velocity potential and consequently requires a greater active muscle volume. That's a lot just to say that the soleus generates the majority of mechanical work through active shortening. The faster that we run, the more the muscle needs to lengthen and then quickly shorten to produce power as we push off the ground. So let's strengthen the soleus. Let's strengthen it correctly. I think one of the biggest mistakes that I see when someone is, quote, strengthening the soleus is they are thinking that the soleus and the gastroc have the same muscle action. Now, I already said the soleus is the strongest plantar flexor, so it's stronger than the gastroc, but we're still not strengthening it correctly. If I tell you go strengthen your calves, your probably first thing that comes to mind is probably doing heel raises, standing, knees straight. Now, that does work some of the soleus, but it works most of the gastrocnemius because the knees are straight. So if we want to target out the soleus, we have to bend the knees and then lift the heels up. Because like I said, we have to take that gastroc out of it if we want to isolate the soleus. And like I said before, the gastroc crosses the knee, the soleus does not cross the knee. So once we bend the knee, we take out the gastroc and we start to isolate the soleus. So an example of this would be a bent knee heel raise, double leg, single leg, adding weight as an example to progress. Another example of this would be a bridge with a heel raise. This is hard. This is like, you know, this is something that I think is harder than a single leg heel raise because you're working now your glute, your hamstring, and your calf, all that posterior chain work. So think about a bridge. Your butt's on the ground, your knees are bent, your feet are on the ground, and you're lifting your butt up. And now with your butt lifted in the air, so your glutes and hamstrings are activating, they're contracting. Now you lift both heels up and down. And then you can make this harder by bringing your feet further out away from your butt or working into a single leg bridge with a heel raise. I think that that is a very hard exercise, very challenging in terms of stability work that needs to happen for you to contract the muscles that you should. Another good example is that we can do the same thing. So a bridge with a heel raise, but now instead of your foot being on the ground, it's now against a wall. So I think that you can find different ways to work the soleus, strengthen the soleus. I'm going to include a YouTube video that I have posted about exactly how you can strengthen the soleus. So I'll give you the examples of the exercises that you can look at and you can work through, because I know for me, I'm a very visual learner. I need to see someone doing it. So my hope is that this YouTube video that I will include in the show notes will help you see exactly how to strengthen the soleus. So now that we have strengthened the soleus, I've gone through some example exercises of how you can strengthen the soleus. We now need to work more on the power and the Achilles stiffness. These two can go hand in hand with strengthening, and I like to do this with plyometrics, aka jumping exercises. If we think about the progression of jumping exercises, it really just looks like double leg to single leg and then adding weight or making it difficult by changing directions, going for a longer period of time, or adding height to it like a box jump. Now, again, I'll give you some example exercises that you can incorporate with plyometrics. I think a good place to start is 3 sets of 30 seconds. Now, if that's too difficult, you can back it up to 2 sets of 30 seconds or 3 sets of 20 seconds. You might have to adjust it based on how you're feeling, how your form is doing, if you're getting too fatigued. But I think plyometrics are an absolute must for a runner. I include them in every single one of my runner's complete workouts. I think that you just absolutely should be doing them hands down. If you want to get faster, if you want to improve your performance, if you want to run stronger, if you want to improve your running form, if you want to improve your Achilles stiffness and your Achilles power, then hands down, you should be doing them. So I like to pick one or two to do at the end of a workout. Like I said, 3 sets of 30 seconds is a good place to start. It obviously depends on the exercise, but I think that if you just add one or two, you will see a big difference in your running. So now you know that you should be working on soleus strength, soleus stiffness, soleus power, and I don't want you practicing just one and not the other. It's important to note the way that the Achilles responds to you being in stance phase, where one leg's on the ground, the other leg is swinging through, is setting your body up for the push-off phase. So if you don't have that Achilles stiffness, if you're not able to have that strong foundation, it's going to be really hard for you to push off the ground with enough power. Everything in running, it's a repetitive movement, as we know. So everything that we're doing is setting your body up for the next movement. If that area is weak, the next area is not going to be as strong. And I think that's how a lot of runners start to, quote, break down or compensate, which is going to increase the risk for injury. I mean, I know for me, I treat hundreds of Achilles tendinopathy, Achilles tendonitises a year. So I think it's something that let's just stay ahead of it. Let's just strengthen it and make sure that we're not only prehabbing and preventing injuries, but also improving our performance while we do so. All right, if you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review it below. It would mean the world to me, and even share it with a friend if you feel the need to. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Bye.